To Gaza next, where people in Rafah are on the move today after the Israeli military says it's encouraging people in the southern city to move towards an expanded humanitarian zone ahead of what it's calling a limited scope operation. Rafah is the city closest to the border with Egypt and is full of people who fled the rest of Gaza after months of Israeli bombing. The World Health Organization has warned that any Israeli incursion in Rafah would make it unsafe for patients and staff to reach the three hospitals that are currently partially running in the region. Earlier, we spoke to Dr. Margaret Harris, spokesperson for the World Health Organization.
We can't see that it could do anything there more than lead to a bloodbath. And it will also destroy an already broken health system. I don't know how much you can further destroy something, but there's a health system that's been teetering along, doing its best. But if you take Rafah out, you basically take out all the bases that people have, all the warehouses, all the staff. And so you really, especially the internationals, can provide very little, if at all, help. There are three main hospitals currently overwhelmed but doing their best in Rafah. It'll be unsafe for anybody to get there. So when the needs, and the needs are already great, but when they get worse because of the bombardment but also because of the overcrowding, where are those people going to go to get any health care?
And what's your understanding then of those who do go to Khan Yunus and Al-Mawasi? We've heard from some today telling reporters, telling news agencies that this is a move they've already made and that they don't want to go back to Khan Yunus because there's nothing there.
Exactly. Their homes are rubble. Many people who did return to see what they could do to pick up the pieces of their lives found that there was nothing there left for them. Now, we have, along with partners, been rebuilding the hospitals. But by rebuilding, I mean doing what you can to patch up what is left to make it possible for there to be some functioning healthcare. Getting the services people need is becoming harder and harder.
How are hospitals throughout the strip working now, aside from those in Rafah?
They are struggling and they're all overwhelmed. So we've got a third, only 33% of the 36 hospitals and 30% of primary health care centres are functional in some capacity. And by some capacity, it's nothing like what you or I would expect of even, you know, a basic hospital. They do what they can and provide the services that can't not be provided, like helping women to deliver babies safely. But the Al-Emirati Hospital is delivering something like 80 babies a day, and that is an enormous number of babies to be born in a very small space every day.
And are those hospitals still providing shelter for large amounts of people?
People are still going to the hospitals, but the experiences around Al-Shifa and Nasser have made people wary. They do not feel that hospitals are any longer the sanctuary that they should be under international law.
For food as well, which is a huge health concern for people in Gaza and indeed for the staff who are helping them, has that improved at all in the last few weeks?
More food has got into the strip, but it's again distributing it and ensuring that everybody gets it. So it's really, really patchy. There is food in the market as well, but very few people have the money now to be able to buy anything. They just don't have cash.
That's Margaret Harris from the World Health Organization.